This is KDNK's local and regional news. I'm Marilyn Gleason. Officials in Larimer County are investigating the death of a female hiker as a possible mountain lion fatality. The woman, whose identity has not been released, was discovered on the Crozier Mountain Trail in Estes Park yesterday afternoon. Hikers came upon the scene and scared the mountain lion away by throwing rocks at it. And when they reached the woman, they did not find a pulse. When officers arrived, they found one lion, which they shot, tracked, and euthanized. A second lion was found a short time later and also was euthanized. This is an ongoing story that KDNK will continue to cover as more information becomes available. The town of Carbondale will be holding its regular municipal election on April 7th. There are three town trustee seats as well as the position of mayor up for election this year. KDNK's Lily Jones has more on how to run for local government.
Those who wish to run for a trustee seat can pick up a nomination petition beginning on Those who wish to run for a trustee seat can pick up a nomination petition starting January 6th from the town clerk, Patrick Tabolt. All candidates must be a qualified elector of the town, meaning eligible to vote and a resident of the area, a citizen of the U.S., at least 18, and have lived in the town of Carbondale for one consecutive year. Petitions must be returned to the town clerk by 5 p.m. on Monday, January 26th. For more details, visit carbondalegov.org. For KDNK News, I'm Lily Jones.
Colorado has about 20 new laws that took effect yesterday, January 1st. Everything from protecting wild bison to streamlining marijuana regulations. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
Lawmakers pass hundreds of bills during the annual legislative session. This January, a few of those laws take effect. People will have more options to repair broken cell phones and computers under a new right to repair law. Another law requires more transparency on consumer prices. And Colorado is increasing requirements for gun show operators, such as mandating security plans and liability insurance.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. President Trump has vetoed a bill to fund a drinking water pipeline project in rural Colorado. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
The bipartisan Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act passed unanimously in both the House and Senate. It was meant to help finish a project that's been decades in the making and would bring clean water to 39 communities in the southeastern plains of the state. It was designed to eventually stop groundwater withdrawals in the area, which can produce water tainted with radioactivity. The veto is notable because it's in a rural portion of GOP Representative Lauren Boebert's district that voted heavily for Trump. The project would also provide badly needed jobs for the area. While she did not threaten an override vote in a statement Tuesday night, the Republican lawmaker expressed her displeasure with the president's decision.
The local Sexual Abuse Nurse Examiner Program, or SANE, was resurrected in 2016 by Sherry Kaloya, the 9th Judicial District Attorney at the time. Riverbridge, a nonprofit child advocacy center in Glenwood Springs, took it on in 2018. But Riverbridge Director Blythe Chapman says, even though it was the right thing to do 7 years ago, the program no longer fits the agency's mission. The Nurse Examiner Program for Adults closed yesterday. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh spoke with Chapman to find out why.
So I was approached in 2016, early 2017, about running the medical program. And at the time, it seemed like a good match. We had a need in order to ensure that children and adolescents had access to medical exams when they were sexually assaulted. And we had a need in the community for a sex assault nurse examiner program. And so it felt like a good connection match for us to take that program under our umbrella and run both the adult and children medical programs. And so I did, and we did it very well. We built a really, really good program. At this point, we rarely send patients of both adults and children away from our community. We answer calls within 15 minutes always. We haven't had one call go unanswered, which was not true when the program was run by Valley View. And that's despite, not having many nurses that are able to do this type of work. This is hard work, and we don't get a lot of calls. And so our nurses don't get a lot of experience. What happened was there was a very strong dedication and direction and time spent administratively and for our nurses on the adult program, but we have not seen an increase in kids being served medically. With a program run by the Child Advocacy Center, I would have expected to see more kids getting medical services, but instead, we were just spending more time on the adults, and those are not our patients.
Why were you spending more time on adults and kids?
It's kind of the nature of sexual assault. Kids typically do not tell right away. Kids tell, months, if not years later. And so their medical needs are not acute. And adults tend to tell right away. And so when the adult calls come in, it's all hands on deck. These exams take 5+ hours. That doesn't include all of the chart and paperwork and evidence collection and everything else that goes into the exams. So there's just a lot more time spent on those adult exams because of the nature of how they come in. Our kids then weren't getting the time and attention. We weren't getting medical scheduled. So no one's fault. It just wasn't a good match. And ultimately, these are adult patients who are clients of other organizations in our community that are better equipped to serve them. So we were handling really case management for adults, whereas, Response and Advocate Safe House are the community organizations here that should be doing that. And my conversations with those two executive directors has been great. They totally agree. These are their clients, and they need to be somehow more involved. We all agree that none of our organizations, as small nonprofits without medical oversight, should be running a medical program. So that's the other piece, is that I have no medical background, and I've done I think a really good job trying to hold together a medical program with the support of UC Health in Colorado Springs, who runs the same SAFE program, as well as Children's Hospital. And Valley View Hospital has been extremely supportive. But overall, a medical program needs medical oversight in order to ensure that everything is done correctly.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there has been no local medical oversight.
I want to be careful about that because
Okay.
our advisor is Dr. O'Donnell, who's been involved for a very, very long time, but he's very hands-off. He's always available to them.
Okay.
But it's not on a day-to-day administrative advisory level, right? So our nurses are really kind of, they're looking to me for guidance. And like I said, we do have a contract agreement with UC Health, and they do telehealth for every exam. However, my organization is ultimately responsible, right? The same program in Grand Junction is run very similarly under the umbrella of the Child Advocacy Center. So when we did it, it was within the purview of a rural area needing a SAME program. So and now I feel like we know a whole heck of a lot more and are, I think, in a really good position to develop a SAME program for our community that's sustainable. But we have to be smart about it, and we need to involve the community. We need everyone talking to each other rather than saying, "Oh, that's River Bridges."
Is there anything in the works for getting all of these organizations and people together to create a new program?
Yes. So Betty Lucas is the director at Advocate Safe House, and Shannon Meyer is the director at Response, and they are taking lead on getting community conversation going on this topic. So, as a child advocacy center, we are required to meet the standard for medical care for children. So, that's where the mission has been a mismatch. that we are serving adults when we are a child advocacy center, and we should be and will be serving children up to the age of 18.
That was River Bridge Director Blythe Chapman talking with Katie Ann Kay's Amy Haddon Marsh. The interview was edited for length and clarity. This is KDNK News.